Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
3 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show, along with breakfast. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, who's still got terrible breakfast habits.
Welcome to Old Creek, Steve.
Man,
and
is so
and
good,
our two
man.
Former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. I'm Robbie Maclough.
Where we go, man. Talk Packers.
There has never been a pizza that came from a gas station that was worth eating.
Oh,
okay?
Just try.
I'm going to tell you that right now. With all due respect to all the gas stations. No, I won't.
Just try,
I won't try it. Okay, I will not try it.
We should do that as a topic.
What?
Who has the best gas station pizza?
Hey, man, Speedway Pop.
None of them.
Okay.
None of them. I'll tell you that right now. No.
For $5?
No, thank you. I'd rather get a frozen one from my local grocer's frozen food section. Okay.
You can buy a frozen
and throw that
one
in the
from,
oven.
You can buy a frozen one from Speedway.
There is no.
It is frozen. They put it in the little the real
no
pizza oven
pizza
thing that
worth
it real quick.
Eating has ever
Lord
come
have mercy.
From a gas station.
Well,
end
ask
of story.
Steve, then Steve, you don't believe me? Please, Steve. He had one.
Oh,
he had a slice.
Yeah.
I know.
That's and his, corn dogs.
That's
so
his
good.
Breakfast.
Be honest, if you're listening,
that's
corn
his breakfast
dogs
of champions. Apparently now he's moved on from gas station hot dogs for breakfast. Moved on to gas station pizza.
Yeah, man.
Try a bowl of cereal once. Dude, how about that?
I hate. I, why?
Maybe a smoothie, some eggs,
cereal,
some
sugar?
Good lean protein.
All cereal is sugar. What's
no,
the
man,
that?
You can find healthy cereals.
I love a bag of candy.
I yeah. like Special K with strawberries. It's
Stop
delicious.
It. Stop.
It's delicious.
It. If
I'm just
I saw
telling
it, I knocked it out your hand.
Low in sugar. I put a little chocolate granola in there.
Just look at Robbie. Oh. I think he's 60.
Ooh, so. It's good. Hey, was this Kobe's way of saying I'm better than LeBron? And do you agree with Kobe? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. I read this on the air yesterday, and it didn't dawn on me until after we got off the air, and for some reason, this article ended up back on my phone as I was perusing social media later in the evening, and I was like, man, I think Kobe just said he's better than LeBron. Here's a quote in an article at the Bleacher Report, where they talk with a panel of former NBA players about LeBron James' legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And Kobe said, all I thought about as a kid personally was winning championships. That's all I cared about. That's how I valued Michael. That's how I valued Larry. That's how I valued Magic. It was just winning championships. Now, everybody's going to value rings differently, which is fine. I'm just telling you how I value mine. If I'm Bron, you got to figure out a way to win. It's not about narrative. You want to win championships. You just got to figure it out.
Hey man,
he just said he was better than LeBron, didn't he? 414-799-1250. And do you agree with him?
Hey man, ever since I've been a Mamba fan ever since he was high school in Philly. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I know all about it. I just love the guy. Everything he stands for. Just even his you know, transgressions and all the bad side. When I like you as a fan, as a person, I like you all the time. So that's the disclaimer. Every time you media people.
Oh,
on all these shows, okay, the Four Letter Network, Shannon, Skip. Shannon is my favorite. I think he's one of the smartest guys.
Well, that's
out there.
My homeboy, then Shannon. Him
love
and
Shannon,
Sterling.
Love him.
He's from Georgia.
All those shows, and it's a bunch of them now.
It's a some of them good.
Some of them are good.
That, but, you know that Jordan Taylor chick?
Yes.
You know that's Jason Taylor's sister?
I didn't know
she's
that.
She's moving off that show.
The one on is Undisputed,
she?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I didn't know that.
She's doing a different show.
Just
she's replacing
nice
the chick that was with Cowherd.
That's the same network, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. She's replacing the girl with Cowherd, and the girl with Cowherd is getting her own show.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Keep so up. Is she going to do two shows or no?
No. They're replacing her with somebody else.
Oh.
Not to,
that's
not,
amazing.
They have not named who
yeah,
that's going to be.
That's how many shows it is.
It is, right?
When we're in here watching some of these playback, I say, well, they got a show. They got a show. And it's all throughout the day, West Coast, East Coast. Every time. These people, especially the former players, because they should know better. I'm speaking for the Mamba, okay? Every time you guys say Michael and LeBron debate and don't bring up the Mamba, he is infuriated. He is upset. Like, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa. That should be a three-person discussion, not two. I didn't lose six finals. So what do y'all come up leapfrogging me in this conversation? He does not like it, and he don't think it's justified.
So I'm right, right? In your opinion,
right.
This is Kobe saying,
yes.
"Hey, well, why is nobody talking about me and my five rings?"
With the side eye, You know, on Friday when they were sitting there on the porch, and your boy just got punched by Debo. He took his glasses off. They say, "Damn."
Yes.
That's what he's saying to all y'all. Come on.
Again, here's the quote by Kobe Bryant. They were talking to a panel of NBA players about the legacy of LeBron James. And the question was, I'll just read you the question. I want to make sure that I put this in exactly the right context. Okay. Bleacher Report says LeBron has three rings. He's been to more finals than any player in modern times, but he's 3-6 after this series. Does that matter to his legacy? Kobe Bryant's answer, again, all I thought about as a kid personally was winning championships. That's all I cared about. That's how I valued Michael. That's how I valued Bird. That's how I valued Magic. It was just winning championships. Now, everybody's going to value things differently, which is fine. I'm just telling you how I value mine. If I'm Bron, you got to figure out a way to win. It's not about narrative. You want to win championships. You just got to figure it out.
See, he put himself in the conversation.
Using his own name.
Thank you.
He was listing off Jordan.
Answer the question.
When he said, that's how I valued Bird. That's how I valued Magic. That's how I valued Michael.
Right.
He should have thrown his own name in there and said, that's how I valued Kobe.
Yeah.
Was that Kobe's way of saying that he's better than LeBron James?
And should he be in that conversation?
And do you agree with him? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7FM.
I think he should be in the conversation, but I'm biased. So
yes, you're very biased.
I have to step back on this and listen to y'all because we're in the barbershop right now. But in his mind, in his sick, twisted.
Did he put an S on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's mine.
He's what?
In his mind.
M-I-N-D-S.
Both of them.
Mines.
Both of his minds.
No, M-I-D-S-Z-Z-E.
Sure.
In his, I'm serious. The way the mama thinks is with blinders.
Right.
Every time we say on these shows, you compare Michael to LeBron, he can't eat. He stopped eating.
Well, he'd have an easier time eating if he went through that drive-thru at Wendy's, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
You are not joking about that, Rami Makhlouf. You guys see how smooth that was for Rami Makhlouf?
That's my boy, man. He's smart.
Yeah. In my mind, that was real smooth.
Whoa,
he got a 1 point. What was your grade point average again? Because we know kids graduating now.
What did I start with? I was a .08.
Oh.
After my freshman year. Graduated
kids,
with.
This is what you're going to turn out to be, so please stay in school.
Graduated with a 2.9, though.
There you go.
I'm going to
point that out every time.
What was the .08? Like, what did your parents do to you?
I had to go to summer school.
That was it?
Yeah.
Summer school is not all that.
You didn't get grounded or anything.
After my freshman and sophomore year, I had to go to summer school.
But you didn't get grounded.
To catch up. I don't remember.
No,
I don't think
know.
So.
Steve, I think your parents didn't know a lot about you.
They were busy,
don't
man.
They send on progress reports you have to sign? Your parents have to sign.
His parents didn't look at the progress reports.
And then I know they call home. Did
you let Rami do it? Can't you tell they let him do anything?
It wasn't that they let me. You're painting my parents in a bad light.
We need to sit down with your parents and bring them in here and do a documentary.
They were working, man. My dad had to work like 2-3 jobs just to make ends meet the whole time I was growing up.
And then
my mom had to work too.
Your mom didn't know. Poor mom.
They're busy.
Did you ever forge their names on any school-related documents?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
That's all we needed to know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, at Wendy's, you can get some excellent food, including their Berry Burst Chicken Salad. The new Berry Burst Chicken Salad is the perfect fresh-made, flavorful meal to fit even the busiest summer schedules. Packed with fresh strawberries, blueberries, grilled chicken, and topped with a raspberry vinaigrette, it's bursting with all the best flavors of summer. But just like those summer tan lines, it will only be around for a limited time at participating Wendy's for a limited time. And again, if you have kids, it's a no-brainer. You go to Wendy's after 4 o'clock, get the $1.99 Wendy's Kids Meals. And again, you're looking for affordable, you're looking for really good food. Wendy's for you and the kids after 4 o'clock makes all the sense in the world. A win-win for the entire family at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Was this Kobe's way of saying he's better than LeBron, and is he right? Leroy says yes and yes. How about you? How about Gary? How about Sparky? 414-799-1250. We'll hear from all those voices right after this on the Wendy's Big Show.
Rings like a bell through the night, and wouldn't you love?
to Wendy's Big Show. It's a Tribute Tuesday. Fleetwood Mac bringing us out of the break after the unfortunate passing of one of their original guitarists, Danny Kirwin, last week at the age of 68. We're asking you right now, were these comments by Kobe Bryant his way of saying he's better than Michael Jordan? Or not Michael Jordan, excuse me. Better than LeBron? And is he right? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. That he's better than Michael?
Yes.
Well, according to his own theory, if he's just counting rings, he's not in his own book.
Right.
Because, again, these are the comments by Kobe Bryant in a recent piece by the Bleacher Report where they talked with a panel of current and former NBA players about the legacy of LeBron, and the question of rings came up in terms of LeBron's legacy. Kobe said, "As all I thought about as a kid personally was winning championships. That's all I cared about. That's how I valued Michael. That's how I valued Bird. That's how I valued Magic. It was just winning championships. Now, everybody's going to value things differently, which is fine. I'm just telling you how I value mine." That's Kobe saying he's better than LeBron, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we all agree on that? And is he right? 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Eric Waukesha, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Eric.
Hey there, guys. So, the way I look at it, if Michael Jordan's the greatest of all time, how can, and Kobe Bryant plays the same game, played the same offense, played the same style of basketball. He made the same shot. The ball at the end of the game was in Kobe Bryant's hands, just like in Jordan. And the clutch moments, they hit the shot. LeBron has never hit the shots in the big games when it was clutch. It was either Kyrie Irving or Ray Allen hitting the big game-winning shot or to keep it in the game. So to me, if you're the clutch player in the end of the game, you have the ball, you're the better player. And LeBron could never do it.
Thanks for the call. See, I mean, Robert Horry was real clutch.
Yes, he was.
And Robert Horry has five. Did he have six?
I think he got six rings.
He has a lot of rings. Let's just put it that way. But I'm not, Sparky, I'm not putting Robert Horry ahead of LeBron or Kobe or Michael or anybody else just because he was clutch and he's got rings.
No, I'm not putting him in front of anybody else because he's clutch and has rings. You know, what Leroy said earlier about Kobe Bryant wanting to be in this conversation of LeBron and Michael Jordan, I think is fair on his part to want to be in that conversation. As to why he's not in that conversation, I'm not really quite sure. Because there's no, well, Kobe, you know, won a ring with literally Pau Gasol. And that's about it. And then the rest, obviously, were with Shaq. So I get that. LeBron has had star power around him each and every step of the way winning his rings. He's not been able to win a ring without having that star power around him. So if LeBron's in that conversation, I'm not quite sure how Kobe's not. The one aspect of Kobe Bryant is the assists, right? That he doesn't share the ball all that well. LeBron.
Well, he ain't sharing the ball. No,
he's a selfish basketball player. Was a selfish basketball player.
But he makes players better, though, right?
Did he?
He can't be both.
Not a lot of people thought he did. Not a lot of people thought Kobe made people better. No. Okay. Not that I remember.
That
a lot of people said
our...
he was selfish like James Harden. And Harden has a ton of assists, and he still called selfish.
So that goes back to what I was saying. My question was asked you is about Pau Gasol. Then do we not give Pau Gasol any credit by how good he was? Or was it Kobe that made Pau Gasol who he was?
Well, the Kobe thing was out there in front and happened on TV. So we saw that physically happen in front of us, how that transformation happened. That had nothing to do with anything on the basketball court. That had to do with off the basketball court. So what LeBron does and how LeBron makes somebody better off the basketball court, when I hear about it, then we'll go with it. But
yeah, 81 points and no assists.
Right.
And I'm I was okay with it.
Shoot
it.
And they won. They beat the Raptors. Wasn't it Toronto they played?
Yeah, the Raptors.
So I think that may be part of the reason why he's viewed that way is because he was always viewed as a selfish basketball player, and that works against him. And I think that's maybe why he's not in the conversation, because as far as scoring the basketball, there ain't many people better than Kobe Bryant scoring the basketball in his prime. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, I'll take him with any of those guys. But all-around game, defensively, Kobe Bryant, one of the better defenders you're going to see too. He defended the wall well. I just think the selfish play of Kobe Bryant kind of gets him out of the conversation with the other two. And if we talk about sharing the basketball, LeBron does it far better than Michael did.
But Kobe and Michael got in the dunk contest because we wanted to see it. LeBron never did want to do that. But I think he's smart, though, Gary, because he does have us talking about him with these other two guys.
He ain't slick, though, because we all see right through him. Right? You see right through it, right?
Yeah, and I think we're on the same wavelength here is that, and I'm not sure why Kobe isn't in with the conversation with LeBron James. He's not. He's passed over. But if there was anybody that was Michael or like Michael, it was Kobe. Kobe is more Michael than LeBron James is.
As far as the style of play, yeah.
Mannerisms and everything. Yeah.
But as far as the greatness,
yeah.
LeBron is closer.
Yeah, well, because I think because LeBron does more. And I heard Steve talk about Paul Gasol. I don't know. Is Paul Gasol better than Kevin Love?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I would say so.
For sure.
Took me a second to think about it, but I would say so.
Paul Gasol, he's a true 7-footer, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin Love may have a better shot.
Who else was on that team?
Which one? With the Lakers? Who's the big center?
The second repeat that he had?
Yeah, with Paul Gasol and them. There was another guy that was a center that I thought was
Bynum.
Nice.
Andrew Bynum.
Andrew Bynum was pretty good.
He was big.
He became a huge flop.
He was big.
Huh?
Became a huge flop.
Yeah. Was he straight from high school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was in high
school.
He was
pretty good. And I remember Kobe getting all over him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with the question, Kobe wants to get back into the conversation.
Let him in, y'all.
And I agree with Steve. I think Steve hit it on the money, but Kobe was seen to be more, and I don't know why Michael Jordan wouldn't seem this way, but Kobe was seen to be more of a selfish player, but not a team player, and maybe that hurts him.
And you're right. Jordan should have been seen similarly.
Right, but he wasn't.
But he wasn't. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, I agree with that.
You let LeBron James right now go punch out, let's say, Kyle Korver.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be received the
same
way.
Whiteboard?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I don't think that will be received the same way. I mean, for Michael, that's like I'm trying to get my guys to play. I'm trying to get my guys to reach this level.
If Kobe would have done that, Kobe would have been absolutely drilled nationally if he would have punched somebody.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's
– him and Shaq got into it a lot.
Maybe I should not have said that, but
– I don't think it's this stuff you guys are talking about, that Kobe was selfish or that Jordan punched people in the – I don't think any of this stuff is why Kobe doesn't end up in that conversation. For even the people who count rings, even those people who just simply count rings when ranking the greats, I think they recognize, most of them do, that Kobe was sort of the Robin to Shaq's Batman for his first go-round of championship. So they don't give him necessarily full credit the way that they do Michael or even LeBron for his rings. He's got two or three without Shaq where he was the man. I think it's two, right? He won three with Shaq and then two without him, if I'm not mistaken. So he has fewer rings than the rest of those guys when you talk about being the man on the team. Kobe has less than Michael and LeBron. And on top of that, I think the people who aren't just counting rings, you go by eye test. And to me, LeBron is a better basketball player than Kobe Bryant. Rings or no rings. LeBron could have zero rings, and I'd probably say he's a better basketball player than Kobe Bryant. Because I'm not just going to sit here and count rings. That's too simple. It's too nuanced a conversation and an evaluation to make to just count rings. These guys play thousands of games, and we're just going to count the ones where a championship was on the line? That's the only game you're going to count in making that evaluation? Let's get one more call in on this. It's Josh on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up? I'm starting to lean towards more of your side as far as what Kobe was saying in the statement. Originally, I was thinking he was saying that as far as where LeBron should go. I thought he was saying LeBron should go wherever the ring is instead of staying in Cleveland, but maybe he was trying to get himself in there. I think he's not in there now because LeBron is playing and Kobe is not. I think that's the main reason people forget about Kobe. Secondly, I think y'all forget how good Kevin Love is. A lot of people do. Look up Gasol's numbers before Kobe and Love's before LeBron. Love was at like 26-13 twice. He was better offensively. He was the better rebounder. Gasol,
okay, but if you believe in the Kevin Durant theory of numbers on a bad team aren't all that difficult, then you're not going to buy into those numbers.
Correct.
If you believe in what Kevin Durant said. Correct. Kevin Durant just said that the other day, that anybody can score on a bad team.
I don't know who he was talking about.
I have no idea.
You know, I think you're talking about LeBron. I really do. That's just me.
You know what's funny,
a bad
too?
Team. They're a playoff team.
Is that just
by saying that's his worst team you ever got
Right.
So you can put up numbers because everybody, you're the best player of everybody. I hope it wasn't, but I think it was.
Remember just last week when Kobe was saying, let's not even make the comparison to Michael. Why? I mean, why are we doing that?
Right.
And now he's chiming in with this.
Yes.
Yeah, he wrote a whole thing about it.
I see right through you, Kobe. Yeah.
Hey.
I see right through you. I'm just saying.
Be careful, though.
I respect you. I even respect what you're trying to do. I'm just telling you. I see it.
But maybe he's right. Maybe we should talk about him a little more.
Maybe we should just count rings and determine people's greatness that way.
He just, you know what he really thinks, and I'm a Kobe whisperer.
Did he say thinks?
Yes. He thinks that everybody should emphasize rings more, players, but they don't. It's just money.
Even if you look at the clutch, if you look at the clutch trade between Kobe and LeBron, Kobe loses that deal with LeBron. If you go based on stats, last 5 minutes of a game in a close game, if you look at playoffs, the same thing.
He's a better overall player and all that. Yeah, I mean, because he's not going to be a best rebounder. He's not going to lead an assist. He's not going to be like assist to turnover ratio. Kobe didn't care about none of that. He just was a dagger in your heart.
Did you see the tweet that
that's the only
good old
KS like Michael
forwarded to us from Five Reasons Sports Network?
Nope.
He says, to carry this further, for those who say Kobe was more quote-unquote clutch than LeBron with greater killer instinct, clutch equals playoffs. LeBron's win shares in the playoffs, 51. Kobe's win share in the playoffs, 26.8.
Clutch don't mean playoffs.
Do you know what VORP is, Sparky? I'm not that up on basketball analytics.
Please don't Google it.
I have no idea what that is.
Don't Google it.
But LeBron's VORP in the finals, whatever that is, 33.1. Kobe's in the playoffs. Was 13.3.
All right. Let's get
whatever that's worth, if you believe in analytics. But, Gary, some people, they just want to emphasize rings. They just want to count rings. There might be a special lady in your life right now who's emphasizing a ring. Where would you send them, GE?
Well, for you, Rami, I would send her to the jury center.
Uh-huh.
For Father's Day?
That's emphasizing a ring. Well, Father's Day is coming up.
Now, we're good.
That's next week.
Is it?
I said, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah. No, your three kids may get you something, though.
We'll see.
So they're listening.
It is it's almost Father's Day. You're right.
Yeah, it is
next
coming
up.
Yeah.
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Father's
Day's
coming up.
So Dean waiting on you right now.
With open arms.
Yes, he is.
Waiting on to give you the best
any
deal.
Any budget you got.
The best deal you've ever had before or anything. Now, I'm talking to women right now. I'm talking to sons and daughters. Dad, those days are over. The soap on a rope is gone.
Yeah, no more of that.
Remember the soap on the rope?
Yeah,
no Brute more high by karate. Fabergé.
No more high karate.
Gone.
No Old Spice in the white bottle.
Them days are gone.
Yeah.
Go check
they
my good
still
friend
sell
out.
That.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yep.
Sure Old Spice in the white bottle?
Yeah.
They still sell it.
Right, they ain't going nowhere.
No, but I'd rather get something else that's nice. And the kids, I can podcast to them, so tell them how to get me something.
My good friend's over at the jury center. Dean Murray's the owner.
I can use a nice watch.
76 and Layton Plaza, new location, Brookfield, Bluemont Road, Tri-City National Bank Building. New location in Burlington, Wisconsin. Dean said, hey, Gary, make sure that you let all the folks know that Father's Day is coming, and I've got some great deals on a lot of things here inside my store. And I'm looking to just work with anybody that wants to be worked with here in the jewelry business. I'm looking to give you the best deal on a piece of jewelry I have. And don't forget, I'm going to give you the most money for your old gold or jewelry. Now, a lot of people turn that around and put that towards the Father's Day gift, if you like.
And if he don't have it, he'll make it for you. He did it for us.
Got a blacksmith right there on location.
Is he black, though?
The Jewelry Center. 76 and Layton Plaza, new location in Brookfield.
How can he be a blacksmith?
Off of Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building in a new location.
New.
In Burlington, Wisconsin.
We do got to get to Seth Everett, but you guys know I love NBA pettiness.
Yes, I'm second to you.
Have you seen what Draymond Green is wearing at the parade today?
Yes.
No. Is he at the Pride Parade?
Remember when LeBron tweeted out the Arthur fist?
Yeah.
Draymond's wearing a shirt with an Arthur fist on it that only has three rings.
That's my guy, man.
I like that, dude.
That's my guy.
I like Draymond Green. I also like Seth Everett, our national baseball insider. Seth. He joins the Wendy's Big Show right after this.
The Big Show has the crew covered. Now we check in with our national baseball insider, Seth Everett, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It is time to check in with that guy whose work you'll find at Forbes.com. On the Hall of Justice and Sports with Friends podcasts. And there is Seth Everett on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. What are you chuckling at over there, Sparky?
Brewers just placed Matt Albers on the DL.
Oh, really? Bruised ego?
Jorge Lopez recalled from AAA.
All right. Oh, man. Seth, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
I'm listening to you guys. What's going on? How is everybody?
We're doing well. You know,
that stunk last night. I wanted to go to bed.
You know, emotions run high around here when the Brewers and the Cubs play, and that emotion tends to be anger when it plays out the way that it played out last night. And when people are angry about something like this, what we do in sports, Seth, is point fingers and ask, who's that loss on? And that's how we open the show this afternoon. A lot of people upset with Craig Counsell's handling of the bullpen, going to Josh Hader too early or keeping him in too late, going to Matt Albers at all, not keeping Jeremy Jeffers in there long enough. A lot of people upset with Jonathan Villar for dropping the throw from Lorenzo Cain at second base. If you were going to pinpoint it, who's that loss on last night?
Well, I would love to always – it's easy in hindsight to say you should have extended the relief pitchers. Anytime you go into extra innings, you know, Jeffers is another situation where if the Brewers score a run earlier in, you know, either in the ninth or in the tenth, you know, he handled the bullpen perfectly. The problem is they're not built to have a guy to go long, and you don't want to burn a starter. So, you know, you go to kind of the last resort, and – you know, Albers was not the guy I wanted in that situation, but that's kind of the way it happens. And, you know, the reality of it is it's one game and you get to play again tomorrow, tonight. And you got Chase Anderson on the mound tonight.
What, is that supposed to make me feel better?
Oh, my God. Come on.
I mean, it's baseball. Like, you don't dwell on one loss. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I do.
It's one loss.
Well, it's eight losses.
No, it's eight losses. Yeah. They're 1-8 in nine games against a team that you're competing with to win this division. Now, can you win the division having one win out of 19? Huh?
Yeah, but if they don't start winning against the Cubs, they're not going to win the division.
Correct. Correct, and that's why everybody's freaking out. If they don't start winning, they're probably not going to win the division. And time's running out. You've already played them nine times.
But that makes tonight a big game.
Right. And
like, playing for like, first place.
And in this day and age, I don't fake promote games. But this is a big game. This is a game you got to watch. This is a game you got to listen to. This is a game you should go to.
And when
this
you
is a game where the crowd should be electric.
Oh, it will. Mm-hmm. Full of Cubs fans. But the lineup tonight is out. Just came on, we figured Eric Thames would get a start tonight, and he did get a start tonight, and he is leading off for the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. At first base.
They've done this before.
Oh, yeah. Thames has led off before. So it's Thames, Yelich, Kane, Shaw, Santana, VR, Pena, Arcia, Chase Anderson. That's your lineup tonight. No Braun, no Aguilar in the lineup tonight against the Cubs. Let me ask you this. Are you –
because Tyler Chatwood tonight, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, Chatwood.
Who walks a bunch of guys. So hopefully he'll walk a bunch
tonight. 3-6 ERA, 3-4.
I'm getting a little bit concerned about the bullpen usage as we get a little bit farther into the season here. And these starters going – now, last night Garrett got six, but going, you know, 4.5, struggling to get through five innings and going to the bullpen. Are you worried about that, or do you think they can keep up this bullpen usage all year?
Well, I just don't think it's something that that problem is unique to them. There are a lot, and when I say a lot of teams that have bullpen issues, and there's already talk about, you know, relief pitchers. There's already talk about converted starters. I'll tell you one rumor I heard. Zach Wheeler is being shopped around as a setup guy. He's been a starter.
Yep.
Whole career, never been a relief pitcher, but their teams are talking about acquiring because bullpen help, especially in this day and age where it's micromanaged. The Phillies, Gabe Kapler's going through the same problem with starters only going four innings. And, you know, you're getting to the time of the season where guys are starting to get tired. And the problem is it gets worse because we haven't hit July yet. I mean, the season's not even half over. And a lot of teams have, what, 98 games left? 98 games. That's a third of the season. That's it.
Seth, as we were today, you know, breaking it down, putting it back together, analyzing it, and we do that a lot too during Packer season. But I think for me, it could be a little simpler. Maybe you can help me out with this. Is there a talent separation between the Cubs and the Brewers?
The Cubs are a more talented team. I don't go on the radio station and say that as often as I can because I don't think there's any thrill in the answer to that.
Of course not.
It's also the reason,
people don't want to hear that.
It's also the reason why, at the end of the day, I picked the Cubs to win the division, and I stood by that.
Because
I think they're a more talented team. I think they're a better baseball team.
Okay.
But, you know, the games are won on field, not on radio stations and not on print and not on blogs and not on Twitter. You know, to me, baseball games are won on field. And the Milwaukee Brewers have shown a chutzpah. They have shown a...
Could you back that up? Because we don't know. We got a lot of black people listening. Yeah, a lot of black people listen to this radio station.
He's talking about me, Seth.
Yeah, that chutzpah, yeah, no, what that is.
I understand.
Seth. What's that?
No, I'll teach you guys. All right, look. It's the best compliment to me you can ever give a baseball team, and that is just the ability to take a punch, and the ability to take a punch and respond and be able to continue to fight the next day. And that's what the Milwaukee Brewers have shown. The Brewers have had 3-7 stretches. How many teams that are in first place or near first place have had 3-7 stretches? Not many. The Cleveland Indians, that's the only team off the top of my head. And when we talk about the elite teams in the National League, Washington, Atlanta, Philly, Milwaukee, Chicago, Arizona, Colorado, and the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And the Brewers are in the haves, not the have-nots.
Perfect.
They can be active at the deadline. They are in the race, and nothing was won last night. Like I said, I turned that game on in the ninth inning, and all I was saying was, somebody end this because I want to go to bed.
Well, that's not what I was saying. But anyway, so what would they have to do, Seth, then to catch the Cubs in that? What would be the Brewers' deficiencies at different, I would say, positions that they need to improve on?
I think the Cubs have 3 or 4 all-stars that the Brewers don't have.
Okay.
I think the Cubs have, starting staff that is battle-tested and has won a World Series. I just think they're a better baseball team.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you're going to fix that in one day.
Right.
I don't think that all the ills are cured if they win this game tomorrow. You know, or tonight rather, and tomorrow for that matter.
Yeah.
If you can win these two games, then go for it. I'd love to see it. But I don't think that the Brewers' fate or their roster is going to be greatly affected by the results of tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, and tell that cop that you're talking to the Big Show, he'll let you go. You know, I blame this on Jeffers getting the wrong uniform. I blame this on all the bad stuff that's stirring around, Shaw not running hard. All this kind of stuff, they need to just get out of their system. Because to me, my question was, who do you think had the best chance to being an all-star? Is it Christian Yelich? I mean, is it Kane? I mean, Hader, Jeffers? I don't know. I mean, because that's what fans look at games like this when they want to vote. You know, so you got to step up in big games like this. So if one of these guys can have a big game like Yelich, you know, one of these, you know, him or Kane, that's when people start to vote, especially in other parks. So who do you think has the best chance at this point to make it?
You know that we're boys, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
You and
home
I,
boys.
We're
yes.
good, right?
Yes.
We're good. All right. All right, because I'm going to sound very condescending when I say
okay.
But the all-star voting is not a barometer for how good a baseball team is. It is about a level below or a notch below American Idol.
Mm.
And the bad American Idol remake, like not even the good American Idol with the Reuben Studdard.
Don't playing. Badmouth American Idol. Sparky's sitting right here, man. He will get after you, Seth.
And why American Idol would vote for the purple haired woman or the black dude with the beret, like any of those reasons were the dumbest reasons going. As a matter of fact, the most recent All-Star balloting update came out, and 3 members of the Atlanta Braves are winning.
Mm.
Why? I mean, there's no rhyme or reason for it. The All-Star balloting, the Brewers will have representation, but I'm more interested in the player ballot, and I'm more interested in the coach's ballot than I ever am the fan ballot. I just don't think the fans vote stupid, and I think that fans, now that it's all online, see, it used to be when we were growing up, it used to be that you had to get the ballots at the ballpark.
Right. Yes,
only the diehards would do it. I remember a gas station. I remember they used to have All-Star ballots at gas stations, and I used to go with my parents when they had to fill up their cars because I would get a bunch of ballots, and I would fill out as many as I could and stuff the ballot box before the tank was full. Like that I remember growing up. Well, now it's all online, and it's all, you know, some 12-year-old kid who has an email address in Billings, Montana, and what players he has seen on Twitter. It's that stupid. And I had a fight, a little Twitter war with the official MLB account. I don't know if you've seen the MLB account.
I did not.
The MLB account, all they tweet are home runs. All they tweet are home runs.
Never like a web gem?
Could you give me an Andrelton Simmons nice play or just give me a nice catch in the outfield? And this guy was just like, he's like, oh, well, we, you know, this is what we get the most retweets for. And I'm like, that's all you're giving them. That's all you're giving them. So all I'm saying is, to me, I would not be surprised if Christian Yelich gets it. Kane could get it. One of the starting pitchers could get it. It all has to do with making sure that every team is represented, which is a positive because there's a 12-year-old kid for every team. You know what I mean? So they want to see their guy. I'm going to the All-Star game this year, and, you know, my favorite part of the whole thing is the ceremony. But once we start talking past the fans, especially in the last four seasons, when that went entirely online, all I can say is fans vote stupid.
Seth, this has nothing to do with baseball. We're talking with our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, here on the Wendy's Big Show of Forbes.com. You mentioned voting for the All-Star game, stuffing the ballot box at a gas station, and it reminded me of a short debate that we had earlier here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, I like that.
Have you ever come across pizza from a gas station that was worthwhile, my friend?
No.
Okay. No. All right. Thank you. Because my guy, Steve Sparky, no, Pfeiffer here. Go ahead.
You know, the only thing you get from a gas station is like Klondike bars. Like if you can get a single Klondike bar, that would be the thing that I would try to eat it so fast before it melts because I don't want evidence when I get home. Like something drips on my shirt because I was driving with a Klondike bar.
My guy Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here is now making it a habit to have gas station pizza for breakfast.
Oh man,
regularly.
Yeah. It's so good,
oh,
man.
My crispy.
Did they give you the angioplasty right as you pull out?
No. But it is a little salty.
Just try it. You got to try it.
Yeah, it's a little salty, but man, it is so good. I actually asked what the brand was. And they're like, "Oh no, we have our own brand. You can buy it frozen if you want and take it home and make it yourself."
It's made right there in the gas station, Seth. Made right there in the gas station.
$5. $5. $5 for a large.
Fumes. Oh, you overpaid.
It's it smells like unleaded plus, but it's delicious. It's delicious.
So good.
That is our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett. Find his work at Forbes.com. Check out the Hall of Justice podcast, Esports with Friends podcast, and every Monday normally here on the Wendy's Big Show. He's a busy man, so we had to get him Tuesday
this week.
Yeah, go ahead.
This week I will be. Yesterday I was at an event with Eli Manning, and this week I will be covering the U.S. Open. The golf.
Awesome.
Nice.
Over there at Shinnecock. Right. Yeah, they told me if I left now, I'd get there in 18 hours.
Oh, my God.
Outstanding. Well, hurry up then, Seth. You got work to do.
It's a single two-lane highway.
What?
That normally gets out there. That's the only way to get there. And 30,000 people are expected this weekend.
Wow. Well, you better get on the road, my friend. Sounds like a traffic jam waiting to happen.
Waiting to happen. I will be listening to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, you will.
You can stream the Big Show live on the radio.com app, just so you know, Seth.
As I do all the time.
I know you do. Right, there is our National Baseball Insider.
Thank you, Seth.
Seth Everett on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Brooklinen, that's where you get your best night's sleep with the sheets that are the most comfortable you're going to find. I wasn't a big believer in getting really sheets that I couldn't buy at a box store that are coming in a bag and real cheap and all that stuff. I didn't think sheets made a big difference. Brooklinen sheets change my way of thinking, and they'll change yours too by going to brooklinen.com. Upgrade your nightly routine and help you feel more well-rested each and every day. Founded in April of 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich, They were staying at this swanky place in Vegas and wanted to see how much it would cost to get those same sheets for their house. Were blown away by how expensive they were, did some research, and realized most bedding is marked up as much as 300%. At that point, they decided they were going to start their own deal. Brooklinen now is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. Over 20,000 five-star reviews. Versatile colors and patterns. You can mix and match to complement any decor. This is luxury bedding, underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. My Brooklinen sheets are the Sparky at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Sparky at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Sparky. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Are the chickens coming home to roost for Craig Counsell and his bullpen? We'll talk about that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.